Did you know that more than 90% of U.S. homes are under-insulated, causing increased energy costs and uncomfortable temperatures year-round? An industry leader, Owens Corning, has a new solution to help homeowners and contractors identify air leakage by performing a home energy assessment. The new Comfort Tracker app by Owens Corning can help you locate problem areas throughout the home. The Comfort Tracker app works with a FLIR 1 thermal imaging camera available on HomeDepot.com, which attaches to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. By visiting OCComfortApp.com, you can learn more and download the Owens Corning Comfort Tracker app free for your iOS or Android device. It will walk you through the entire insulation assessment process and will help you identify the products to use for your project. Room by room, you'll have a prioritized master plan to improve your home's energy efficiency, ensuring comfortable temperatures all season long. Visit OCComfortApp.com today and put the power of a professional energy audit right in your hand.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back with Amazing Race Exit Interviews for this week. And today, we're going to be speaking with Denise and James Earl, who have come in fifth place on the Amazing Race 27. So very excited to talk with them. Of course, Jessica and I spoke this past Friday night, the Friday after Thanksgiving. It was not a day off for us. We were recapping the latest episode of the Amazing Race. If you missed that, that's up on Rob has a website. .com. So it looks like we've got James Earl and Denise on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them in. James Earl and Denise, are you there?
Hey, Earl.
Hey, Bob.
Denise and James Earl, how you guys doing?
We're wonderful.
How are you?
Yes, Mother Boy on the line.
Mother Boy, you're here.
Yes, sir.
The pink team. Yes, ready to go. All right, how you guys doing? Have a good holiday?
We had a great one.
Yes. All right, good. Well,
how's the newborn?
Oh, he's really good. He's good. Not sleeping as much as I would like, but what are you going to do?
Just give it a little bit of time.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this week. We're very sad to see you guys go out of the race. Talk to me about how close did you guys get to getting back into this thing, especially with Logan and Chris having to do the U-turn?
So we ended up behind Chris and Logan by 4 minutes. So four. It was so close, like painfully close.
Yeah. And so it was such a long journey to get to that point. You guys went through everything on the streets of India. We were hearing a lot of stuff, you know, coming out during the show about how tough the conditions were there. What was it like just from the first-person account of riding the bicycle through the traffic?
So riding that bicycle through the traffic in the dark was really, really scary because it's not like I had some light on me, so I was kind of just this little shadow that's trying to avoid all the cars coming back and forth. And there's a lot of cars on that little road. You wouldn't think so many cars to fit on one road, but they can.
Yeah.
So I was really just praying that I got across the bridge without running into anything or anything running into me.
Yeah. Well, you had all those balloons. So you feel like that would at least make the cars see you.
You would hope as much, but it was really dark on that road.
Were people trying to paw at your balloons, or was it just because that Tiffany was a woman and they were trying to get her attention?
So no one pawed at my balloons, but people were definitely messing with me when I was riding my bike back across the bridge. I think they were trying to get more at Tiffany and Krista because they were women, but the locals weren't being friendly to everybody, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Denise, did you have any problems there?
Mm-mm. No, sir, I didn't. When I was waiting for James Earl, nobody messed with me.
No. Earlier in the race, you were able to win over Team Texas. There was a whole cliffhanger of who are they going to give the Express Pass to, and it was you guys. What did you guys do to win over Team Texas?
James Earl, I think it's you, because you're the one that did it.
Yeah, so I think all the way back in Lead 2, when we're trying to figure out where that church was, where Pope Francis was baptized,
yes,
I ended up telling them the information, and I think that's where like the friendship started. And beyond that, we were really close with Team Texas and with the cheerleaders. So I think that's why they ended up giving it to us. I was shocked. I really did think they were going to give it to the cheerleaders. So when we got to the mat and Phil told us that we got the Express Pass, I was so happy, but I was shocked.
Yeah.
I think everybody was shocked. I was shocked.
I want to hear from Denise about when you had to wrap this season. And again, that was another cliffhanger of what's going to happen if you're ever going to get it. How long did it take you to get that wrap down?
Probably about 3.5 hours we were there, standing in the hot sun, for real. I mean, I just wanted to sit down and cry. I wasn't going to, I was not going to cry.
Yeah. James Earl, what was it like for you going through that?
Oh, goodness. So I was trying my best to be patient, but I was just getting frustrated because I had the map, the rap memorized within 30 minutes. But just trying to sit there and be patient for her to learn this, it was trying, but I did hold my patience. It's just, you wonder, because we had struggled to find a restaurant, so you wonder, do we want to leave to try to find the restaurant, or do we just want to try to power through this until actually there?
Denise, I thought you did pretty good, because if I was doing, I'd still be there.
Thank you, Rob.
Good job.
But that's one thing I promised James Earl before the race. I would never give up on task.
Yeah.
And I was never going to break my promise.
Now, what about another episode where you guys were close to the back of the pack against the Chack Attack, and they ended up getting on a different train than you guys, and it was a little bit of a gut check of, are we doing the right thing right now? And ultimately, they were the ones getting on the wrong train. How hard was it for you guys to make sure you were on the right train and not to sort of like, oh my God, let me just follow them?
James Earl was mad about it. He was mad about it.
I was, no. Let me tell the story now that you said that. So when we first got to the station, there was a direct train that I tried to get on, and Mom stopped me. And then 15 minutes later, Chack Attack came on. I showed up, and that's when I was mad. But I do think it was smart of us not to get on the same train with Chack Attack, because I didn't want to be in a foot race with them. We had run, Mom had run so much that day between the roadblock and just running around the town that I did not want to be in a foot race. So I think it ended up being the right decision.
Okay. And Denise, that's how you saw it too?
Yes, that's how I saw it. I did not want to get on the train with him.
Yeah. And ultimately, you guys were right and they were wrong. And then you guys went on to continue in the race. Talk to me about the polarizing green team. What was your relationship like with Justin and Diana?
Was there a green team, Rob?
We never saw them. They're so far ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you beat them one of these legs.
We did.
Two legs.
The first leg and the fifth leg.
Yeah.
But that was it. Never again.
They're great people.
We had a rocky start with them. Just because of what happened with the church. When I gave the information to the paparazzi in Texas, I think that started off us off on the wrong foot. And it wasn't until we were flying to India that we ever got a chance to kind of sit down and talk to them and bond with them a little bit. And I think that's when it started turning. But, you know, after that, you know, initial step in the wrong direction and never being able to see them again because they were just so far in front of us, I don't think we were able to bond. I still wonder what they do to be so good. I have no idea.
Yeah. Now, another team that you guys got along with well was the cheerleaders. Denise, what was your relationship like with the cheerleaders?
Oh, they call me Mama D because, I was always there for them. If they had something to say, I'd try to say, no, we don't want to do that. Let's go this way. We had a great relationship with them.
Yeah.
I don't think our team, Team Alabama, would have ever U-turned them, ever.
Now, was that the team that you guys were the closest with during the race?
And the Dallas boys.
Yes. Okay. So that was like by association, that they were sort of like double dating and you guys were like the third wheels?
Oh, no, we were the third wheels.
Sometimes we probably were. We should have let them have their dating time.
Yeah. Denise, did you lose your lipstick anywhere along the way?
No, I did not. I had my Maybelline last the whole time.
That's good. Now, we saw a little bit at the end of the episode, you guys talking a little bit about how you, what you learned about each other from doing this amazing race. Can you talk a little bit about how that relationship has progressed since you guys ran the race?
So I think we've gotten a lot closer. We're about to be in like how it was before I came out, which is amazing. And the good thing is we can still bicker and fight a little bit, like you heard earlier, but we get over so quickly just because we're so much closer now. We're actually like mother and son, like family, and how family should be again.
Yeah.
I actually can listen to him. You know, before I didn't want to talk about him being gay, but now I can listen. We can joke about, not joke about it, but I can say things to him and he'd look at me and say, mother, you know? So, I mean, we actually talk about it.
And this was all because of doing the race together?
I do believe.
Surprisingly, it is.
Okay. Well, this is great. So, James Earl, do you recommend this to other people that are in a similar situation?
I mean, I can't think of a better way to do it because, like I said, it's just you and your partner the entire race, and you're stuck together, for better or worse. I really do think it helps you. I really do think it helps create a bond and, you know, help in that situation.
All right. Denise, what was the highlight of going on this amazing race for you, besides all of the stuff with the better relationship with James Earl, out of the things that you did?
The highlight to me was going to the Rose Charity Orphanage. I mean, that was just right there at that moment when I saw those kids. I thought to myself, my life is not bad. I want to be like them. I want to smile every day with my cup half full. You know, it just, and I think about it every time when I walk out this door. Yeah, and I think I'm going to have a bad day. All I got to do is think about those children.
That's pretty good.
I want to do a mission trip back. That's where I want to go back, to a mission trip to the Rose Charity Orphanage. I do.
James Earl, are you up for that?
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
All right. This is the sequel now. Now, was it awkward to be around at all when you have Logan and Chris really getting into it from time to time?
Ooh. You know, it was, you know, because you felt like, man, they're going to do that in front of us. What are they going to do? Because you never knew what they were going to say to each other at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes it wasn't just to each other. Sometimes they would talk like that to locals, and it just makes you uncomfortable sometimes. And I understand that people get stressed during the race, but oof.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a little much.
You know, there's one time, Rob, I wanted to say, hush. That's everybody hush.
Yeah. What's been your take on the reporters this season? Because they've been pretty much under the radar and, you know, not getting on under anybody's skin, where you have, compared to some of these other teams that are left, you have Logan and Chris, who are certainly polarizing, and Justin and Diana polarizing. And then also, the cheerleaders compared to some of these other teams like Justin and Diana and Logan and Chris, they've been sort of quiet in terms of mixing it up too much with the other teams.
Sometimes I think that's a really smart way to play. Just because if you stay on good terms with everybody, then there's no target on your back, there's no one gunning after you, and there's people out there that'll help you. So, I mean, sometimes I think that's the best way to play. Sometimes it's hard for a lot of people, including myself, to just keep my mouth quiet. But I think they're playing a really, really smart social game.
What was the biggest fight that you guys got into during the race?
A damn ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese sandwich?
Yes. A ham and cheese sandwich.
Go ahead and explain that one, Mom. That's what happened. The whole third leg, that's why she was mad at me, is because of a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes, we bought a ham and cheese sandwich. He would, because I asked him, because we got hungry, I asked him to put a ham and cheese sandwich in his backpack, and he would not. And it pissed me off so bad. All he had to do was put that sandwich in his backpack.
Yeah, remember the third leg when she was yelling at me about that entire leg?
Yeah.
A ham and cheese sandwich.
That's it? And why wouldn't you do it?
Because we had just gotten rid of, like, remember how big our backpacks were at the beginning and how small they got over the season? It's because I was getting rid of stuff, because I ended up having to carry both of our bags a lot.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to get rid of weight so I wouldn't have to carry around as much. And I saw the sandwich that had, like, mayo, and it was kind of old, and I was like, we are not going to eat this.
So Rob, it was a ham and cheese sandwich.
What was it, from the Gauchos?
I don't remember where we got it from. I didn't want to carry the weight. And in retrospect, maybe I should have.
So you found a sandwich. Was it a heavy sandwich?
No, it wasn't, no. Rob.
You feel every ounce. Every single ounce in that backpack you feel.
Rob, don't you think you should have took that damn ham and cheese sandwich with you?
Denise, why couldn't you just eaten it?
Because I had one. I already had one, and I want him to
I like that.
It.
I like that, Rob.
Why couldn't you hold it in your hand, Denise?
Rob, I couldn't eat everything. You know what, Rob? Remember Paris when I had to run 15 miles and I didn't have any food? You know, come on. If I would have had that damn hamburger.
All right. Well, you guys are so much fun. Thank you for coming on with us. I know we'd love to talk to you guys in the future about the next amazing race and all that good stuff. So all the best to you guys, and thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, take care, guys. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Team Alabama, a.k.a. James Earl and Denise, a.k.a. Mother Boy, back here on Rob Has a Podcast, or here on Rob Has a Podcast, at least for the first time. So looking forward to getting back into Amazing Race this Friday night with Jessica Lee. Only 2 episodes left, or 2 weeks left, of Amazing Race 27 before it's time for an Amazing Race hiatus up until season 28, but we'll be covering it all the way wire to wire. Plus, we'll have exit interviews with the final 4 teams. We anticipate a non-elimination leg this week, but then we'll talk to the final 4 teams coming up the week following this one. So looking forward to our amazing race wrap-up show coming up live this Friday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. And we always appreciate it when you're using our links for Amazon.com for your holiday shopping. RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon CA. Have a good one, everybody. Looking forward to reading your comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.